I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pennsylvania's House has passed a bill that bans abortion solely for the reason that the fetus has Down syndrome. The House Bill 2050 passed with bipartisan support and a vote of 139 to 56. It now goes to the Senate. Democratic Governor Tom Wolf has voiced his opposition to the bill, and if the bill does get to him, he is expected to veto it. Co-author of the bill, Republican Judy Ward, stated that fetuses diagnosed with Down syndrome deserve respect and protection, and that medical advances have changed what it means to live with Down syndrome. Elizabeth Randall of the Pennsylvania chapter of the ACLU said the bill was, quote, unconstitutional, and that it does nothing to address the shortage in funding and support for families and people affected by Down syndrome. For the first time in six decades, Anand Castro will be leading the country of Cuba. Miguel Díaz-Canel has been chosen to succeed Raúl Castro as Cuba's president. Castro stated he expects Díaz-Canel to serve 2 5-year terms as president and then eventually succeed Castro as the head of the Communist Party. Raúl has led Cuba for 12 years before stepping down last Thursday. In his speech, Díaz-Canel promised to keep the island's communist system, reform the economy, have the government respond more to the people's needs, and that he would continue to defer to Raúl Castro for his leadership. President Trump has left the possibility open for a cancellation of his meeting with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Trump stated that while he's looking forward to a meeting with him, if he feels it will not, quote, be fruitful, he could pull out of the summit. Trump also said that Kim Jong-un and CIA Director Mike Pompeo, quote, got along really well during their secret meeting. President Trump made the comments while speaking alongside Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. Trump added that tough economic sanctions on North Korea would continue until the country denuclearizes. Abe agreed with Trump, saying that just because dialogue is happening, that doesn't mean there should be a reward. The former bishop of the Diocese of Birmingham, Bishop David Foley, died at the age of 88. The retired bishop passed away on Tuesday in Birmingham, and reports are that he had been fighting cancer. Bishop Foley had served as Birmingham's bishop for 11 years and retired at the age of 75 in 2005. However, after officially retiring, he continued celebrating Mass at any parish that needed him, helped with confirmations, and spent Christmas and Thanksgiving at prisons. Bishop Foley also served as administrator of the Birmingham Diocese after his retirement as bishop. His funeral Mass will be celebrated on Monday, and he will be laid to rest at the Cathedral of St. Paul in Birmingham. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.